Welcome everybody, and boy, this is a day that you've waited for a long time, isn't it? And finally it's here, and it's a very exciting day, and I want to first of all welcome you each. You're all part of making this journey a reality, and so everyone's important here today, and we're very grateful that you've gathered in this way. Have the leaders of our nation for the Salvation Army with us, and we'll introduce them along the way. We also have the Deputy Mayor, who will be speaking a little later on. Great to welcome you. And we want everyone to feel very welcome and part of the new future for this church, which is going to be an exciting one, and more importantly for the community, as we believe that many, many people come to faith and be served because we have this facility. So first of all, today I wanted to acknowledge that for thousands of years, the area comprising present-day Parramatta has been occupied by the Barramattagal clan, the first people to settle along the upper reaches of the Parramatta River. So I'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we meet today, the Barramattagal clan of the Darug Nation, and pay my respects to elders past, present, and future. Well, you would recognise that a lot of meetings have been held about what might happen here. Sometimes they've been interesting meetings, haven't they, Grant? And I do want to say special thanks today to Grant and Sharon, who have done a magnificent job of charting the path for this to be a reality, and for the team at Parramatta who've met regularly, with the property guys who have met regularly, and today we stand here because they've journeyed together to make this a possibility. And I'm going to welcome Adam Treffray, who has responsibility for the property of the Territory, to come and bring a report. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, Miriam. I'm an enormously privileged position, I feel, being able to lead the property team for the Salvation Army, because our sole purpose is, of course, to enable and support and actually assist in delivering things like this. It's actually interesting. I've gone back on some of the history in relationship to the Parramatta Corps. I know there's been a number of proposals over the years to go to various locations, etc. And in 2017, the building here was purchased, and of course a lot of work needed to be done. And of course, in the same way of refurbishing a building, it's a little bit like renovating a house. You always find the odd thing that actually causes you a little bit of trouble, and you need to address those type of things. And over there we have Matt Fisher and Ola McGetchie. They manage this project. They're part of the design and development team, and they were the ones who actually, when those little problems arose, found the solutions for them and addressed those. And I'd like to thank them for the work that they've done in relationship to that. The other thing too is, I think when we look at this fantastic facility here, you'll note that there's also the shops on the ground floor. And the concept overall is what we'll be able to do is we'll be able to lease out those shops, and that revenue will then come back in and be able to support the core here, so it actually has a good, sustainable financial future for the long term. And the person who's actually responsible for doing that is also another property person, and that's Tim Roberts. He's just over there. So Matt and Oliver will pass to Tim. No, so there's no pressure there, Tim. We've actually announced you there. And one of the other team, Darren O'Donnell, who looks after our facilities management team, he couldn't be here today, but his team will make sure that the lifts are properly maintained, the fire services are done, all those type of general maintenance things are kept up to date. So we actually ensure this is an enormously sustainable long-term outcome. So on behalf of the property team, I'd also like to acknowledge particularly the way in which a number of people work together across the entire organisation. And I think that if ever you wanted to see a good example of collaboration, as in real collaboration happening, I think there's no better example than the project here and what we've actually achieved here today. So thank you very much. As I say, we're property's always here to support as much as we possibly can. And thank you.
Thank you, Adam. I think that's the most succinct property report I've ever heard. Usually 35 minutes later, yeah, no.
That was all about efficiency.
Well done, well done. Thank you for that. Well, Parramatta, we would know now, is the centre of Sydney, isn't it? It is the centre of Sydney, and so much development happening all around. And we believe that this is an incredible community with incredible opportunities. And to represent the community today, we do have the Deputy Mayor, Michelle Garrard. We're very happy that you are part of this. We welcome you and would love to bring your greetings today. Thank you.
Hi everybody, I'm here today representing the Lord Mayor of Parramatta, Councillor Bob Dwyer. He wasn't able to be here today, but I will start by acknowledging the Bademadigal people of the Darug Nation as the traditional custodians of the land and pay my respects to their ancient culture and their elders past and present. There's a few other acknowledgements here today. I'll skip who's not here. I've got Commissioner Robert and Janie Donaldson, the Salvation Army National Commanders. It was lovely to meet them before it started today. Lieutenant Miriam Gluas, New South Wales Divisional Commander. Do we have Adam? Adam, the property guy. Succinct. Okay. The Salvation Army's National Chief Property Officer. I'll skip the next one. Do we have Major Grant and Sharon? There we go, Sandra. Hi, how are you? Met you before. All right. Oh, and Sarah Walker. Hi, Sarah. How are you? Okay. All right. So it's my pleasure to welcome you all here this morning to the City of Parramatta as we celebrate the official opening and refurbishment of this fantastic premises. In local government, we are at the sharp end of delivering community services, assisting vulnerable members of our community every day. The Salvation Army too meets and supports people in local communities at their point of need. And you've been doing this in the Parramatta community, so I'm told, since 1884, transforming lives for 136 years. That is 136 years caring for, supporting, empowering members of Parramatta and the Western Sydney community. That is why I am proud to be here today on behalf of Council to show our support for the Salvation Army and celebrate your new built-for-purpose home, which will represent new opportunities for you to connect with our growing community. Today, I would like to take the opportunity to also thank your volunteers and supporters for all your ongoing efforts, particularly throughout this last year. 2020 has been a year like no other, a year that has presented incredible challenges, both at home and on a global scale, and shown the importance of a community in the face of adversity. This year, you have supported the Australian community locally and regionally as they faced and recovered from devastating bushfires, droughts, and then we were hardest hit by the coronavirus pandemic. Throughout this year, the role of organisations like the Salvation Army have played a major part in our community and has only highlighted your role. The importance of services that you deliver to families in crisis and those experiencing homelessness and financial hardship through counselling, etc., cannot be overstated. The City of Parramatta is incredibly fortunate to have the Salvation Army as partners in caring for the well-being of our community. Your work is vital. Your work is vital to supporting the financial and emotional physical needs of many communities, families and individuals across the City of Parramatta, and we are extremely grateful for all your contributions. As the Salvation Army ends another year of selfless service, I also thank again their supporters that are here today. You are making a real difference in our community, and I look forward to seeing you continue to support and empower the Parramatta community as you settle into your new home here. On behalf of the City of Parramatta, the Lord Mayor and my fellow councillors, I would also like to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we look forward to continuing and witnessing your incredible service throughout the year of 2021 and hope for further relief for our communities. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. We're very grateful to you and for you. We thank you for the different things that we work together on, and this is a great community, and we acknowledge that and you today. Thank you so very much. Well, I think we might be doing a first today, and something I don't think I've ever seen before. So we'll claim it as a first, all right, because it's Parramatta. That's okay, isn't it? We have Commissioner Janine, who is going to come and unveil the stone. Is this the first time you've done this? Well, there you go. See, it is a first. You know, it's usually the wife of the commissioner does the prayer and the commissioner does the opening. Today we got the commissioner, all right? So Commissioner Janine is going to come and unveil a very special thing today. Thank you.
Well, Robert and I are so excited to be with you. We're on sacred ground, and this is exciting for us, and to be with people. As the Deputy Mayor has said, we've had such an unusual year, and we're based in Melbourne, so we have really been, I now call Melbourne, both livable and lockable. So it has been an incredible year for Australians and how well you've done. But today, it's a day of celebration, and it is just a privilege to dedicate this building to God. And I just want to share occupational hazard. I just have a few words. We recognise that what we have today, there's been a lot of joys, a lot of highs, a lot of lows, a lot of hard work, prayer and commitment. And to dedicate something means to put it aside for a special purpose. And today we set aside this building for two reasons: as a house of God to worship and a place of refuge for those in need. And it's good to be able to just remind ourselves what we say when we say we are dedicating a building to God, especially as it being a place of refuge. I don't think I need to elaborate on it being a place of worship. This year, more than any, we've come to appreciate what it's like to come back, bring our worship to God with others in a place, and be back together. But as a church, we have another responsibility as well, and we must be attentive to the responsibility that God has given to us. We dedicate and treat this place of God as a place for worship and a place of refuge for those seeking help. Webster's Dictionary, instead of Google, I've gone back to the dictionary. It defines refuge as a place of shelter from danger. We live in a very dangerous world, and people need to have a place of refuge where they can come and rest. People that are hurting, people that are lonely, people that have no one else to turn to. The problem right now is perhaps the church is not living up to its billing. We're not always doing our job so well. We're not always acting together so that we can reach out to this world. People can come to church, dear friends, and they can leave in greater distress than when they first arrived. Parramatta Core, let me pluck out another old word. I decree today that this will be a place where people run to, not run from. I say to you today, let's spread God's word through love and action, through hands, through feet, through voices, through prayer. Let's help those that are hurting and in need to find God. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in, naked and you clothed me. And they said to him, when did we see you a stranger or naked? When did we see you sick or in prison? And the king will answer to them and say, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it for me. It is my privilege in a short minute to pull this wonderful ribbon and declare this building open to the glory of people, to the glory of God and the salvation of people. But I would ask Robert to pray first before we do that.
Thank you. Let us pray. Our Father, heaven and earth cannot contain you. Neither can this beautiful new building which vision and money has built. But today we pray that you will use it for your purposes. You are the centre, the heart of all that exists. It is your breath that gives life. It is your love that gives meaning. You are at the centre of all things, God, and today we dedicate this building to you. So let it be at the centre of all that matters. Help us to listen and reach out to those who are in difficult circumstances, however that looks. Let us not stand at the edges of human life, but let us stand with all people and their communities, keeping you, Lord, at the centre of it all. Lord, take this building and make it yours, we pray, in the name of our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
It's now an absolute privilege to dedicate this building to the glory of God and salvation of his people.
Look at this, it's really significant, every part of it, the sides, the front, every single part of it. It's to God be the glory. So I want you to listen as we have someone singing, and in a moment there'll be another very significant part of our morning.
Say thanks for the things you have done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of the million to God be the glory.
issue to Margaret Robinson, who represents the Corps at this significant moment in the history. Now, Margaret's a local girl. She was born in North Mead and grew up there. And she came to the Salvation Army here at Parramatta at 9 years old. And it was actually the Corps officers at her father's funeral, and she had a cousin who was attending. But Margaret has served God through the Salvation Army faithfully over many years, and that's including the last 35 years, roughly, as Corps Secretary, and she's done so much more than that, though. Now, Margaret was here when the Corps moved from George Street to Smith Street, and we had some footage at our soft opening, and I'm sure that meant a lot to you, Margaret. And she's been here since we started the process of moving from Smith Street into another space. And it's taken almost maybe more now than 30 years, and there's been a lot of ups and downs in that time. And I'm really pleased that Margaret is here at the end of that journey. So today, Margaret represents both the dreams and the intentions of the people of God who worship here. And I pray as well that both Margaret and the Corps keeps on serving their creating Lord. And as Margaret cuts the ribbon, may all who enter here feel the presence of God as we demonstrate and announce the truth and beauty of the kingdom. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Sharon. That's a pretty beautiful moment, isn't it? And I recognise for you and Grant, it's not easy today, even though it's wonderful today, because you now move from this place, but we are so very, very grateful for all that you've done. We know you're loved by the people here. You've done an incredible job in bringing it to this space, and we want to honour you today in that. To people like Margaret, and there's many others in this building today who've taken a long journey, haven't you, and a beautiful journey to get to this too, we honour you as well. We're going to have the privilege now of having some tour guides take us around to see the various parts of the building, and then following that we're going to join together for morning tea. So thank you everyone, and thank you for all that's been achieved to bring us to this space today. God's been given the glory in the past, he is in the present, and he will be in the future. So bless you and thank you.
So just for people from the Corps to help explain who some of our guests are, you mightn't have met them. We have our architect and designer, Jason and Angelique, who are over there. Wave, Jason and Angelique. And we're grateful that Dr. Jeff Lee could make it as well. Good to see you. Thanks for coming. Our wonderful project manager is Michelle, who is here from DCWC, and our fantastic builders, and they were an amazing building team. Their site manager, Sean, was the best person ever to work with. So, Peter. So Peter is here from Reitsma. He wasn't on site all that often, that's why I didn't nag him about questions. So Peter, we're grateful to Reitsma and your team for the fabulous job that you've done. And so lots of you have seen lots of the building already, but for our special guests, Matt's going to just organise us into some groups to go and check out the whole building before we have our morning tea. Now, one of our fundraising things that we did was that we sold anything we could think of to try and make money, and we sold the first cup of coffee. We've served lots already, but we're going to pretend that John Griffin is going to go up to the cafe. It's Dot. Dot, the first official coffee.
Wow.
All right. So thank you for coming.